Job chapter 35. Furthermore, Elihu continued speaking and said, "Did you think it was justice when you said, 'My righteousness is greater than that of God'? For you asked what benefit you had, and you said, 'What advantage is there to me in desisting from my sin?' I will reply to you with words, and to your companions with you. Look at the heavens and see, and behold the clouds which are higher than you. If you sin, what impact do you have on him? And if your transgressions are many, what effect do you have on him? If you are righteous, what will you give him? Or what will he accept from your hand? Your wicked deed is one thing to a man like yourself, as is your righteousness to a son of Adam. Men may cry out on account of a multitude of oppressions. They may shout out because of the power of the mighty. But no one says, 'Where is God my Maker, who gives songs in dark times, who is our teacher of things beyond the cattle of the earth, and who makes us wise in matters deeper than the birds of the sky?' There they cry out, but he does not answer them because of the pride of evil men. Surely God does not hearken to vanity, and the Almighty does not see it favourably. How much less when you would say to him, 'You do not see it favourably.' When judgment is taking place before him, wait for him. And now you say that it is not in anger that he visits men, and that he does not acknowledge great excess. So Job has opened his mouth in vain, and he has uttered many words without knowledge."